The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus looked up and saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins, he said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest. For those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's a tiny little widow's mite of a homily for you today. Just a little tiny thought. It's been said, there's an old saying. It said, "As God is won over by the last coin." That the friendship of God is priceless, but his price is always the same. It always costs you the last penny. Why is that? That's because what our Lord wants is the heart, right? What our Lord wants is your love. And if it's not yet total, it's not yet love. Here's why Jesus says, as he says in another place in the gospel, that you can't be my disciple unless you renounce all that you possess. You know, you look down through history, you find a lot of examples of wealthy saints, lots of them. But they were all poor as they entered into the kingdom of heaven. Think of St. Thomas More, for example. Once the second most powerful man in the whole country, right? Second only to the king, with wealth to match. But as he lay rotting in his prison cell in the Tower of London, or was brought up before the executioner's block on Tower Hill, he had nothing to his name but the clothes on his back. Other saints, you know, you think about Francis of Assisi or St. Vincent de Paul, very wealthy men, but they gave it all away. Others, you know, it seemed like they were wealthy right up until the last minute, but in their hearts they were completely dispossessed, totally set free. Think about St. Louis, King of France. King of France, he had everything in France to his name. And as he lay dying, he said, "My only possession is that I am a disciple of Jesus Christ." Last couple of days have brought this to my mind. I have had a plethora of emergency calls. I mean, they've been calling and calling, two of them yesterday afternoon, and always to someone who's got just hours left to live. And it's a very sobering reminder that you will renounce all you possess at that hour, whether you want to or not, okay? Every one of us, we're going to leave this world exactly the same. We're going to be as poor and as obedient as if we were Carthusian monks. That's the value of the poor widow here in the gospel. She renounced it voluntarily. Here Jesus says, she's given her whole livelihood. Interesting, the Greek word that he uses there for livelihood. The word he uses is bios, and you might have heard of the word biology that tells you what that word means. What did she give? She gave her whole life, right? She gave her whole self. That's why St. Augustine said that she was the richest woman in the whole temple. All the others had gold, but she had God. And don't we live our lives under this illusion that our happiness is just one possession away? If I can just get one more thing, I know I'll find happiness. I was driving through a very wealthy neighborhood once with a friend of mine. I might have told you this story before. A very wealthy neighborhood. And we looked out across the rolling hills and the palatial mansions and the sprawling homes. And spontaneously, my friend says, "I know if I could just have one more wing on my house, I know I'll find happiness." And isn't that how we live? Remember the story of the rich man in the gospel who had his grain silos? And he said, "Oh, what am I going to do? I got to tear down my grain silos and I got to build even bigger ones. Store even more stuff." What did Jesus say that man was? He said he was a fool. Why does he say he's a fool? The reason why Jesus says he's a fool is because the secret to happiness is right in front of our faces. The secret to happiness is right in front of your face all day long. You were made to give. You were made to give. To think about someone else, to act in genuinely in their best interest, and to give. And you know what that's just another word for? That's just another word for love. And that is what causes our happiness. And that's what our Lord wants us to focus on. That's what he wants us to know. God sees to the heart. Man only sees to the appearances. You know, it's like these ones in the book of Revelation that we heard, the 144,000 who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. You know who they are? Well, that's a symbolic way of referring to the saints. 12 tribes of Israel, 12 apostles of our Lord, times 1,000, times, the great multitude number 1,000, 144,000, the full number of the saints who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. That is what we are called to be as well. Just a little reminder here today, that's all, just a little reminder. The purpose of your life is to make a gift of your life. And that gift is not perfect until it is total. Amen.